And we are back here on the Pledge Drive, the Community of Hope Pledge Drive. I'm Dave Savage, your programming and production manager here at The Quest. And I'll set the table before I introduce who's in the room here with us. But I just want to mention that we've got matching funds. It was $42,000 earlier. We've got $36,750 left in matching funds.
Oh, wonderful.
That expires at 6 o'clock tonight. Okay, so we don't want to leave one penny of that matching funds up there. Make sure whatever you donate, and if you want to do a monthly donation, then we set that up on your credit card. You don't even have to worry about it again. You just, you know, it's like, you know, Hulu or Netflix or whatever you've subscribed to, it just comes out automatically. But if you do have if you are a new monthly donor or you're a current monthly donor and you want to raise the amount, we've got gift cards. We've got 10 gift cards left for some local restaurants. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. Okay, so $8,500 is the goal. That's what we're shooting for here. And I might as well give the phone number again before I introduce you.
Good.
It's 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or you can go to the app, the Quest Atlanta app as well. So right now we have one of our local shows here is Legislation Made Simple. And, in fact, I'll just hand it over to Jane Robbins and Patty DeCraney. And, Patty, you were going to kind of explain this?
Yeah, I'm going to explain it. And did you want to introduce our guest? Or?
Well, I'll let you do that, too.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dave. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that you always do.
Dave the Wizard.
He's our magic man. All right. To make our show sound as good as it does. I'm going to start with a prayer, as we always do.
Okay.
But it's a little bit different, because I just wanted to talk first about how this week has been an amazing, powerful week of saints. We had St. Patrick. Everybody knows St. Patrick. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's just because of the green beer and the dyed rivers. But he was a powerful warrior, you know, to cast out evil. And then we had St. Joseph yesterday, right? And what a wonderful... What a wonderful saint to put on our sides. And we have a patron saint of our show that is the patron saint of lawyers and politicians as well. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about St. Thomas More, because I don't think you know him like you know the green beers and the St. Joseph holding Jesus in his arms. St. Thomas More was the top government lawyer for England during the reign of Henry VIII. When St. Thomas, because of his faith, refused to recognize the legitimacy of Henry's divorce from his first wife and his replacement of the Pope with himself as head of the church in England, he was decapitated. Now, there was a lot of that going on. during King Henry's reign.
It was very
reign.
Common, yes.
Yes, it was.
And Henry and St. Thomas More were good friends.
Were they?
Wow. Yes, they were good friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jane's a lawyer.
And St. Thomas, I'm stepping on your story here, but St. Thomas, Henry had told St. Thomas, he said, look, just say that you're okay with the divorce and with this whole thing. Just say that everybody knows you don't, you know, it's not really true, but just say it, because if you don't do it, I'm going to have to execute you. And St. Thomas More said, he wasn't saint at that time, he was Sir Thomas More. He said, I can't do it. I can't say that. I don't believe it.
Mm. So before the axe fell, he famously said, I die the king's good servant, but God's first. So may we always place God first. St. Thomas More, pray for us. Okay, how often do we find out about a new law that has been passed in Georgia that may directly affect us and we knew nothing about? And it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah, and the first you hear about it is when the governor's signing it into law.
Right.
Yeah. And you go, what?
And the wrong people are cheering.
That's right. We've gotten a couple plugs for our show. Mm-hmm. I know Mary Crisanti in the last hour talked about Legislation Made Simple. And we designed the show to inform you about the issues that are traveling in the Georgia General Assembly that implicate the teachings of the church and empower you to affect the policy. And the purpose of this is really the simple part of it. Now, Jane is the brilliant part that does all the digging and knows all of the whereabouts of these bills. And I am the one put in place to make it simple. And I do that well, I think. Don't I, Jane?
You do that excellently, yes.
All right.
Both of you.
Now, this is really simple, but this resounds with me. The purpose of the Georgia General Assembly is lawmaking. The purpose of our show is to let you know about the bills our legislators are working on to get passed into law. So during this process, you have an opportunity to make a call to your legislator, let them know how you feel about the bills and how you want them to vote on the bills. Your opinion matters to them because, hey, you put them in office and they want to stay there. Right, Jane?
Absolutely.
Out of the many bills moving along the session, Jane works really hard to choose the bills that may be important to us that do implicate the teachings of the church. We bring on experts to discuss various bills. We give you additional resources to dig deeper, talking points to discuss with your legislator. And Jane keeps the status of the bills updated on our website, thequestatlanta.com. Do you have anything else to add, Jane?
Only that this isn't a year-round show because we do it just during the legislative session, which starts in January, usually wraps up either at the end of March, the beginning of April. This year it wraps up on April the 4th, which is a Friday. So that's called sine die. That's the last day. That's a Latin phrase, which is no doubt not pronounced sine die, but that's the way it's pronounced at the Capitol. This is Georgia. We'll pronounce it any way we want to.
In Spanish, would it be adios?
Perfect. Much, yes, exactly.
I like that, Dave.
Exactly.
That's easier to say, actually.
So we're only on the weekends during the legislative session. Our show airs at 2 o'clock on Saturday and then again at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So sometimes we will have guests to come in and tell us, explain something to us, explain what this bill is about and why it matters and what we should think about it or the way we should approach it. And then sometimes we just give updates of what's happening. And we're kind of in that phase of it now because we're only 2 weeks away from sine die. And so everything is just checking on what's happening to the bills and their being heard in committee and they're going to the floor and all that. So that's what we do. So we're a little bit different. We're only there 3 months of the year, but it's a busy 3 months.
That's right. It's a 30-minute show. I don't know if you said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's jam-packed.
It is jam-packed.
That's
And we hope that it's helpful to people because we need a community of hope out there because sometimes you get a little hopeless when it comes to political things and you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, have we sunk so far to this or that? But there's a lot of hope out there, and so we tell people how they can maybe increase that.
That's right. I mean, the show does help, you know, to add to that feeling of hopefulness and empowerment to make a difference and not go, oh, what, that bill was just put into law and I knew nothing about it. So you can make a difference. And if you go to our website, thequestatlanta.com, and you go to Legislation Made Simple and you scroll down, Jane has placed on the website all of the information you need, talking points, what the bill number is. She outlines it to make it simple for us to sit there with our cheat sheet. I should call it Jane sheet instead of cheat sheet, but the Jane sheet. There's a chart of the bills that we're following because there's over 1,000 bills. Like I counted it early on in our session and there was like 1,900 bills. And out of all those bills, she determines based on what might implicate the church, what bills we're going to follow and talk about and advise you on. And, you know, you make the decision on whether or not you want to oppose it or you agree with it. But you have a Jane sheet to sit there and go, call. This is who you call. This is what you do. And it makes a huge difference. Jane, I'm so thankful for all that you've taught all of us.
Well,
about legislation.
And I can honestly say that in my, I'm 61 now, so it was couple of years ago. First time I've ever contacted my state representative because of this show.
Good for you, Dave. Yeah.
So it's, you know, but it made me want to call and say, wait a minute, this is wrong. We vote no on this, you know.
And
it was awesome. Yeah. So let me just jump in here, as long as I've got the floor here.
I just
want to say, this is the Community of Hope Pledge Drive. We're talking about this local show we have, Legislation Made Simple. And if this is the kind of programming you like, that you want more of, I mean, we can't give you more legislation, but we can give you more local programs. Make sure you're supporting us. We're a 501c3, so any donation you make is tax deductible. And we're looking for monthly donors, mostly. One-time donation is great, too, but a monthly donation of any amount. We've got some gift cards left for some. We've got 10 gift cards left, to my knowledge, for local restaurants. So if you would like to take advantage of one of those, make sure you're calling in 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. You can donate online at thequestatlanta.com or on the Quest Atlanta app. And that phone number, one more time, 470-508-1160. And and the goal of this hour is $8,500, but we've got $36,750 in matching funds.
Nice.
It's going to expire at 6 o'clock, though, so we don't want to leave one penny of that unused.
That's right. This is our final day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. 6 o'clock tonight. It's all over. Right. So we'll go ahead. We got to walk down to the Pledge Center. We'll do that in a little bit.
Okay.
So let's get back to what you were doing.
All right. The other thing that I just wanted to mention was that there's been some beautiful surprises from working alongside Jane on the show. Not just like all the education of the legislation. I mean, she's taken me down to the Gold Dome and introduced me to some of the senators, but my faith has grown tremendously as well. Because we seek legislation that implicates the church, it's forced me to get into the Bible, get into the Word, and also to pick up the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which, being a cradle Catholic, I grew up in a Catholic family, but didn't really know much about my faith at all.
It turns out the catechism is sort of helpful, isn't it?
It is.
And, you know, it's kind of simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really hard to read.
No, it's not written for the philosophers and the people who study theology. It's written for us.
That's right.
Exactly.
And our guest today, Lynn Smith, she showed me a handbook for today's Catholic, a simple form for the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's fully indexed, and I'm going to really enjoy that. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
So I have more confidence because I have that authentic reference. And whether or not I approve or disapprove of a bill, it's based upon our Catholic teachings. So that's really helpful. Now, this is the third year on air, and to keep the show going, please consider donating, as Dave said, and I'm going to say again, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com to donate online. There are many expenses, including marketing of a Quest radio station and what it has to offer, like this show and many other shows, fabulous shows, hopeful shows. That makes this radio station feel like a community of hope, really, when you turn it on in your car or you stream it. And the more people the show reaches for our show, Legislation Made Simple, the greater the potential effect on policy, because the more people know about this legislation that's happening fast and furiously from January to April, the more of a chance that we can change the effect of this bill. A flood of phone calls or a group of people visiting the legislators makes a huge difference.
And actually, I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. A Georgia state senator told me one time that if 5 people call his office, he knows that there's a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if 2 people come to see me, I know it's a huge problem. Mm. So you don't have to have thousands of phone calls. Just a few to a particular legislator will get his or her attention and can really affect things.
Mm-hmm.
And after hearing you say that, that's what prompted me to call. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, you know what? I can make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Know?
Yeah. Just me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't know who's listening out there. But our guest today, Lynn, just happened to stop by the Quest on January 14th, like the day after we started this season's show. And she shared with me how she loved our show. Oh my gosh, I felt so affirmed because we never know. Is anybody listening out there?
Yes, we are.
Please let us know
we
if you are. If, even if you don't let us know, go and call your legislator and make a difference. So Lynn, tell us about that day.
Well, that day, it was such a fun day. Meeting the Quest radio stars, in my opinion.
Thank you.
And it was on my birthday, no less.
Oh.
A friend of mine and I were celebrating lunch for my birthday, and she suggested we just take a quick visit right around the corner. She knew I was an avid listener. And so minutes later, here I was face to face with three of the voices that I hear all the time on my radio. There was Allison from the morning show, mm-hmm. Carol, who was the founder and CEO of the radio show, and Patty, you and I just clicked.
We just clicked.
I can't say it any other way.
It was a God moment.
Well, it was just real. What started off as a quick hello turned into short, but really heartfelt conversations. And
right.
We learned a little bit about each other, but we just... It was heartfelt, and I really do appreciate that. It was like being old friends and meeting up again.
Yeah, truly.
And I think I told you during that time that I enjoyed your show. And you said, really? And I said, oh, yes, and you wanted to know more. And I said, well, when you all break the 65-page bills down into bite-sized pieces,
right.
I'm able to understand them. Then I can have informed conversations,
right.
And eventually I can make a good vote that follows my heart, that's aligned with my heart. And then I can also, it's actionable too. If I need to take action, what we've been talking about, calling our senators or a congressman, I can do those things too. So it gives me confidence
right.
to move forward with that.
Right. Excellent. Are there any examples, like of understanding of a certain bill, and then taking action about that bill?
Well, I've told some of my friends. We've talked about it, mm-hmm. the bill, and I could look it up on my chart.
You don't
chart.
Have to have the number, just what's it about?
My handy chart with the Appalachia. I do have my chart in front of me, and it's HB 268.
Ah, yes, the student safety bill.
The student safety bill.
Thank you for the plug for the chart. Because
I love it.
So I sit there working on this thing at night, and I'm thinking, is anybody looking at this? And Lynn Smith is looking at this chart.
Right here.
And she's making notes on it?
Yeah. It's annotated. I've got it. Learn new things. Of course it is.
Thank you, Lynn.
So that was a bill that, being a mother, having two children, of course you tell me there's a bill that could prevent my child from being in a situation like this, sign me up, I'm there, no problem. Mm-hmm. But then you and Jane, Patty, described it more that my child would be on a list into infinity. We didn't know where that list would go, who would see that list. That brings in a different take on it. And I need to know about that as I'm making a decision, as I'm making a vote. And I talked to my girlfriends at the Bible study
uh-huh.
just the other night, and that was the example that I used with them.
Great.
And they wanted to know the number of the bill, Jane.
Excellent.
So I'm telling you.
You are the ambassador.
You pulled your chart out.
I did.
Now they're reading the chart, too. So
we're reading the Bible
so
and Jane's chart.
Okay, I have a new lease on life to do this chart. Yes.
Oh, but thank you, Lynn.
But thank you.
Yeah. And so we are... at our Community of Hope pledge drive for the Quest Atlanta, we're trying to raise how much money this hour, Dave?
This hour, $8,500.
Okay, but the matching funds?
The matching funds we have are $36,750. That goes until 6 o'clock tonight, but it expires at that point. The big, big goal over the 3 days, we want to reach $200,000.
Okay.
That's to keep... programs like Legislation Made Simple. And we've got a new show starting next month called Crossed Wires with a priest and a layman.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That sounds really good.
I think so. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
So call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com, or you can use the app.
Absolutely. Should we take a walk down to the call center?
Let's do that.
Let me open the door here. Oh, wow. Lots of activity going on here.
I can hear that.
Absolutely. Christina from Roswell, thank you very much. That's in honor of Mary from last hour. We also have Robert from Mesa, Arizona.
Thank you so much. It's an honor of used to be at St. John Newman, where I my parents.
Robert.
That's an honor of you, Jane. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Also, Eric and Carol in Atlanta, thank you. We have Karen from Atlanta. Thank you for all you do, Jane.
Thank you, Karen. Yes.
Good.
Paulette in Fayetteville in honor of Jane.
Ah, that's my daughter-in-law's mother.
Awesome.
Thanks, Paulette and Greg.
And then Darren in Roswell says, in honor of my mom, Patty, and...
Oh, love it.
And Jesus is Lord.
Oh, thank you, honey.
That's the message.
Patty raised him well.
I'm going to guess this is Angel. In honor of Mary in the 10 o'clock hour, so that was last hour. And then also we have Kathy from Atlanta in honor of Patty.
Oh, I love that.
So
thank you, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Let's get out of this noisy room.
Yeah.
Phew. Okay. There we go. So should we take a break now, or should we, you want to bring up something else? What's going on?
We could take a break now.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will be back in just a little bit talking with the ladies from Legislation Made Simple here on The Quest.
You're listening to the Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest.
I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at AM 1160, The Quest. Joined this hour by our Legislation Made Simple crew, Jane and Patty, and special guest Lynn Smith is in the house, too. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
I just want to remind everybody that we've got matching funds right now. Up to $36,000 will be matched dollar for dollar. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. If you want to become a monthly donor, or you're already a monthly donor and you want to increase that amount, you can get a gift card. And we're looking for 100 new monthly donors. And I'll get the number here. It probably increased. It was only 23 earlier today. So let's see if we can pick that up on the last day here. Yeah, absolutely. And we are, I'll just say too, we are a 501c3 organization. So anything you give is tax deductible.
Yes.
So 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or at thequestatlanta.com, or you can do it on the Quest Atlanta app. So, Patty, what's going on?
Okay, well, with this show, Legislation Made Simple, that is so fast and furious.
It is.
January to April, right?
A lot to fit in.
Yes. We bring on our expert witnesses, and we learn about them, and we give you updates on the bills, and we tell you what to do, but you don't really know anything about us, very little about us.
Why should you listen to what we say?
Exactly. Now, I know, Jane, your credibility, you know, leads you with, you know, and Dave does do a good job of saying what your background is as a lawyer and what you've done. And well, why don't you give us a little bit of your credibility?
Well, just on the credibility standpoint, comes from the fact that I worked for an organization in D.C. that was called American Principles Project, and I was with them for 9 years, and we did a lot of lobbying on religious freedom issues, on education, parental rights issues, that kind of thing. So we went all over the country. I've seen Mount Rushmore because I got to go to South Dakota to speak at something.
But we
did a lot of work in Georgia just because I happened to live in Georgia, and they were based in D.C. But so I got involved here, and I met this fabulous group of people down at the Capitol who are the they were primarily faith-based, not strictly faith-based, but a lot of faith-based groups that had their representatives there who would, they would keep an eye on the bills, and they would watch what was going on and try to lobby, and they would speak. And so this was like Mike Griffin with the Georgia Baptists, and Paul Smith with Citizen Impact, and a lot of other groups that I met a lot of people who knew a lot about mm-hmm. various issues, much more than I did. Mm-hmm. It was a huge learning curve, but I learned a lot. And so those are some of the people that we draw from now to get to come to our show, because a lot of them are still down there. So I was talking to Mike Griffin this morning and saying, tell me what happened with the Religious Freedom Bill, which you'll find out this weekend if you listen to our show. And so that was, that's how I'm sort of plugged in still, even though I'm retired and I'm not doing that anymore. But on the more personal level, I'm a convert. I grew up in a town smaller than Parkview High School in South Carolina, and almost everybody was either Baptist or Pentecostal. I was Presbyterian. We had a little covey of Presbyterians, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and so I grew up because my family had been Presbyterian for 400 years, as far as I can tell. And we didn't have any Catholics in town except for one family. And they were a little odd, and we weren't sure if they were odd because they were Catholic or before or because they were from California.
Oh,
but just to be on the safe side, we decided not to let any more Catholics in because they were a little odd. But so I, you know, it wasn't something that I grew up with, that I knew uh-huh. anything about. The first priest I ever met was when my kids went to St. Pius High School.
You know, that's where we met. Right.
That's Jane where we met. Yeah, I met Patty there and got involved with the Women's Bible Study. They're the Moms Bible Study, which had the most...
Incredible.
Yeah, incredible group of women.
That's right.
Really smart people. I learned so much from that.
Yeah, very holy.
Very holy, mm-hmm. yes. Still very good friends with so many people in that group. And that's what kind of, you know, sort of got me in the general direction. So I'm still the only Catholic in my family. But everybody else is okay with it, and both of my sons are married to Catholic girls, so, you know, journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step.
I like that.
That's wonderful. And so often, you know, a convert, you know, Lynn is a convert as well.
Right.
You know, are such strong Catholics because they have the Bible that they know and they understand, and we never really... We weren't raised with that, with the Bible.
And I think now that's better. I think that's changing. It used to be you didn't see Catholic Bible studies too much.
No.
And so everybody went to other Bible studies. I heard somebody this morning talking about going to the Methodist church for a Bible study. But that, I think the Catholic Church is catching up there. And
that's
we've now got some really good, powerful, deep Catholic Bible studies.
Well, you know the old joke, how do you tell the Protestant Bible from the Catholic Bible? Uh-huh.
No.
Most people say, well, because there's more books in the Catholic Bible, but no, it's because there's dust on the cover.
And that's one thing I'll always be grateful to the Presbyterian Church for, because it gave me a really good foundation. It really did. And good people and good scripture study and very sort of, it was kind of intellectually oriented and... so I think that was, you know, I don't reject that. I say, okay, I built on
that's
that.
Right. Right. Yes. So,
and you bring scripture into your show, too, that some of these bills, the reasoning behind it is based on scripture. And I love that you have that foundation.
Yes. Right. It gives you confidence.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Right in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And when I first moved to Atlanta, I was, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was a cradle Catholic and really didn't know much at all. I don't know how I got through like six years of Catholic elementary school, and my mom and dad were so faithful. I don't know what I missed, how I missed it all. Maybe it's because I went out and did donuts in the parking lot in the middle of winter instead of going to the catechism that I was supposed to be at. I don't know.
I don't think yours is an unusual story.
But when Dave just mentioned blowing the dust off a Bible, that was really the beginning of growing in my relationship with Jesus, you know, and embracing my Catholic faith. I was given a Bible by a Protestant friend who was trying to save me. You know, when I moved here, I'm from the Northeast, and I moved to Atlanta in 1982. And, you know, I I didn't know anything about my faith. So people were like, it's a Bible Belt. And they're like, well, so are Catholics Christian? And I go, yeah, I think so. So this one friend, she would wear Jesus shirts, and I was, that's not kind of a Catholic thing.
Right.
You know, it's sort of quiet. You sit in the back of the church, and you pray, and you listen. At least that was my rendition of it. You know, I mean, I always knew Jesus was there and God was in my life, but this Bible that I put up in my attic, one Lent, and here we are in Lent. Always a really strong growth period for me. Mm-hmm. I went up to the attic, I blew off the dust, and I went to page one because I didn't know. I saw pictures in the Bible. That was it. Mm-hmm. That sat on our, you know, table in our living room as I was growing up. There were beautiful pictures, but I couldn't read the King James Version of the Bible. And that just opened my, I got hungry for the word. And my first Bible study was Bible Study Fellowship, which was a Protestant Bible study. And I grew. And then I thought, okay, this is different. And then the Bible study at St. Pius that Jane and I were in together, that we became even closer in our relationships with each other, just really blew open my mind to the Catholic teachings. But I still went along not knowing, you know, busy life, three kids,
right,
moving along, and it really wasn't until, well, some suffering that I experienced that always puts you on your knees and you grow to, I grew to trust in Jesus, but and God, but the Catholic radio, I never listened to it.
I never did.
Yeah, I didn't know about EWTN.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned in our St. Pius Bible study, one day somebody mentioned Mother Angelica, and it went right over my head. I had no clue who Mother Angelica was.
Right.
I've since discovered who Mother Angelica was.
Yes.
What an amazing woman.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Catholic radio, and the only reason why I listened to it was because Carol, the founder of the station, who's a very good friend of mine, said, would you help me with beginning a Catholic radio? And I was like, what? What do you mean? And what do you want me to do? And it's hard to say no to Carol.
Which is why we're all sitting here today.
She's so good.
Well, they
she's
say so around good. Here, they say there's two things. You either get called by the Holy Spirit or you get called by Carol.
Carol. Exactly.
Well, Holy I think Spirit it's one and the same. Wait, the Holy Spirit's easier to say no to? I think so. I've tried to say no to Carol several times.
And it's a lost cause.
That's right. So it really opened my mind.
In fact, our show got started because of Carol, who had the idea. Mm-hmm. And she had called me out of the blue. I was minding my own business one summer day.
Did you know her prior to this? Or
I think maybe I had met her through you or something.
Maybe.
We both knew Patty. But she called me and she introduced herself and she said, I'm thinking about having this show about legislation and what happens at the legislature. I said, yeah, that's a good idea. And so she said, well, I wonder how, what sort of format would we do? And so we talked about it for a while. And I said, yeah, I think that's a good idea. And she said, I was thinking about, and maybe Patty DeCraney would be good. I said, yeah, I think Patty would be good. And she said, okay, would you do it? And I said, wait, what? Is that what this conversation was about? I don't know anything about doing a radio show. And she said, well, but Pat, you and Patty would be a great team. I think you should do this. And so here we are.
Well, and the funny thing is, Carol knew nothing about starting a radio station.
Well, that's exactly what she started.
Background. I'd say she's done pretty well.
I do, too.
The Holy Spirit has done pretty well through her.
Through Carol.
Yeah. I would say so, too.
But she's got a good eye putting you two together.
That works. And there's no way I would have done this.
Oh, me either.
No.
I mean, I would have been happy to tell him something about bills, but getting in front of a microphone, are you out of your mind?
So we're talking about Legislation Made Simple. That is the show that airs here at 2 o'clock on Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sunday while the legislative session is going on, January through the end of March. And if this is the kind of local programming you like, That's why we're doing the pledge drive here, the Community of Hope pledge drive. So make sure you're doing those monthly donations. We really need those. And everything is matched up to $36,000. So if you do the monthly donation, it'll be like your first 12 months is matched dollar for dollar. We have 10 gift cards left. I believe we still have 10 gift cards left, but for some restaurants. So if you want to do any new monthly donors, or if you increase your amount as a monthly donation, you can get a gift card. And everything, like I say, is going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $36,000. And to do all of this stuff, you just call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can go to the app as well. And I'm going to take a little walk down to the call center here.
Let's go.
Wow. Active again. That's amazing. Maria from Peachtree City, thank you very much. Veronica in Sandy Springs, we thank you. And it looks like you were going to say something, Jane.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. who else here? Bob and Ann in Cumming, in honor of Harris.
Josh Harris.
Yeah, it's a typo. You inspire us with your living witness of hope and joy. Oh, that's awesome. I'll make sure.
Awesome.
Hopefully Josh is listening right now. Kirsten, in honor of Lynn. Kirsten's from Alpharetta.
Sweet.
Yeah. Ray in Atlanta, in honor of his wife, Lynn.
How about that?
That's right.
Malika from Atlanta. Pat in Athens, in honor of Jane.
Oh, my sister, thank you.
Yeah. Sue from Dunwoody, thank you. And Barbara in Dunwoody, in honor of Patty, thank you very much. We do appreciate
all of those.
Let's get out of this craziness.
So I want to hear from Lynn, because Lynn is the member of the Converts Club. So how did you get here?
Well, you're kind to ask. Faith has always been a part of my foundation, really, in my life journey, guiding me through both challenges and opportunities. I grew up in the Baptist church here in Atlanta, and as a, you know, the rebel that I probably was, after college, I changed churches. I was following a minister that was just a dynamic speaker, and sermons were fabulous, so I followed him to the Episcopal church, where I met and married my husband. And then when we decided to have children, we wanted to look for a permanent family faith home that we could raise children. And we looked all around, and I'm just going to tell you, when we walked into the Holy Spirit Catholic Church, there was just an undeniable feeling for me. And Ray is a cradle Catholic. My husband's a cradle Catholic. But I felt God right there with me. It was so
beautiful.
You couldn't deny that. And so I converted to Catholicism about the same time that my children, both of our children, Ryan and Caroline, were being or having their first communion.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it was
beautiful.
All about the same time that spring. And I look at my faith history and being around, going to different places, and where I am now, and I feel very confident that I'm where I need to be. The Catholic faith fits me and who I want to be. And I find it to be a community. We're talking about community. Mm-hmm. It's a community of caring hope when I have challenges. But it's also a community of encouraging hope when I am seeking to grow closer to God through all sorts of ways. And I do have to say then, we're sitting here at the Quest. This radio station so beautifully for me and for so many of my friends, so beautifully teaches, feeds, introduces me to new concepts, and validates me so I can knowingly support my Catholic values. And I really appreciate that. So it's had a big effect on me.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people have that reaction to it. The more you listen, sort of you get into the habit of it, and you're thinking, oh, I wonder what they're going to say on the morning show, this, or who the priest is going to be, who is going to break down the gospel, and it's just, it becomes just part of your life.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm. And you know, many of the shows are live.
Yeah.
So it's really, it makes you feel that you are in a community, because like Dr. Anders and Dr. Ray Grundy, mm-hmm. you know, you can call in with your question, and you're listening to other people that are calling in, and they're always saying that we'll pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn, when you showed up, you decided to jump right in. You walked in, we met, and you're now doing adoration here.
I do my adoration here. Yeah. It's just a quiet, peaceful place.
Yes.
And
the station is a wonderful place. You ought to come by and you might get sucked into being a volunteer. Yeah. But it's got a beautiful little chapel and the people are just so good. There's just good people.
Yeah.
And Carol has called me a Roman Catholic. Because I roam from our church, Catholic. A Roman Catholic, because I've attended St. Jude. I am a Holy Spirit parishioner. That's where my family is. Uh-huh. But if I'm in this area, you better believe I'm going to come by here for adoration. And it's how I get grounded again. And it's lovely.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's a beautiful chapel.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody that's interested in adoration, I'll say, come to the Quest Chapel.
So what are the hours for adoration here?
It's Monday through Thursday, usually starts at 10 and goes until at least 2, some days 3. It depends on when we have a guardian, and sometimes a guardian will call in, hey, I'm sick today. Mm-hmm. So maybe it starts at 11 or something. But
if you wanted to come during your lunch hour, you could.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sit there for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's small, it's intimate. Has beautiful statue of Mary and
St. Michael the Archangel.
St. Michael the Archangel is there. And when you're by yourself,
Because you're not. It's just you and Jesus.
It's
there.
You and Jesus, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love it, too, because I get here early in the morning because I live in Buford and I try to avoid traffic. So I usually leave my house about 5, get here before 6, but, nobody's here. And I'll sit in that chapel sometimes and do a rosary, and it's mm-hmm. As you're doing Hail Mary, looking up at the statue of Mary, thinking, here she is.
Yeah,
right here,
And I'll take a hold of her rosary.
She's holding a rosary,
and I'll touch the rosary with my rosary. It's mm-hmm. just so intimate.
And that beautiful palladium window brings in the light. It mm-hmm. just shines mm-hmm. so beautifully. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. right on the monster.
Not at 6 in the morning, but yeah.
Especially not since daylight saving time. The moon shines
in. Exactly. So, yes, we are here with the Legislation Made Simple, folks. And we've got another show coming up this weekend. So it'll be Saturday at 2 and then mm-hmm. Sunday at 4.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're recording that later today.
Do you have just a little sneak peek? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, sure. But no, we're at crunch time of mm-hmm. the legislature. So they adjourn 2 weeks from tomorrow. So we're just trying to update the bills that we've been following all along, because these bills are now those that crossed over from one chamber to the other. They're now in committee in the other chamber, and hearings are going on and amendments are being made for good or for bad. And bills will start going to the floor again, meaning to be voted on by the entire body next week, generally. So a lot is happening, and we've got some things to update people about, and it'll also be on our chart if I can mm-hmm. find the time to get that done tonight. But yes, this is an update show, but there'll be a lot of good information.
Yeah, and you can go to our thequestatlanta.com, mm-hmm. Legislation Made Simple, and
under local programs,
yeah, mm-hmm. and check it out to see what kind of phone calls you could make this week. Mm-hmm. And we pray in these next couple of weeks. We're still in Lent, and mm-hmm. Do what you can to help get the word out there with what to do, to make a difference. It's all for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Do we need to wrap it?
Pretty soon. Yeah. I just got this message in from the call center. I'm not going to go down there, but I just got this message in that and I don't know, it doesn't have her name up here, but it just says Patty's daughter.
Nicole.
So it says she's going to call back with info, but wanted to get credit for this hour.
Thank you, honey.
So sweet.
So that was awesome. So, we're going to be having another episode this weekend of Legislation Made mm-hmm. Simple. And if this is the kind of thing you like, if you want this type of programming, and I guess diversity is just a word that just came to me, because we've got this show, but then we've also got you know, honest to God. We've got the new Crossed Wires show that's starting next month with Father Daniel Brandenburg and Chris McDonald. And that's basically a show where Chris McDonald kind of pays attention to what's going on in the news, current events, and then he wonders, you know, well, how does that fit in, you know, like, as a Catholic, you know, how do, so then as a layperson, he kind of comments on it, and then Father Daniel will comment on it from, as, you know, person wearing the collar, you know. So it's going to be a really good show. We've done a couple test runs, and we haven't aired them yet, but it was just kind of for us to see what the show would sound like.
You did a little example of it with Father Ben
on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was so cool. It's about the fires.
Yeah.
In California.
In fact, and so we're going to, we've been having some issues with our website getting all these hours of the pledge drive posted and everything. We're working on it, and it, maybe as I've been in here, maybe it's been resolved. But go back and listen to that with Chris McDonald and Father Ben Thompson.
Yes.
Because
on Tuesday.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
It was very interesting. When is the show going to air?
We don't know yet. Probably be on the weekend at some point. We'll have to figure that out, but we'll run promos and everything, so you'll know about it ahead of time.
Good.
So it's growing, and we continue to grow. So we need money for that.
And I was just, I'll add too that a lot of people have the impression, I've actually heard people say this, you know, oh, I listen to this station, you just run EWTN programming. And it's like, well, we run a lot of EWTN programming, and we're thankful for that, but we're adding more and more local shows all the time, as much as we can. But honestly, there's expenses. Every time we add a show, there's expenses, and we need to cover those expenses. And that's what this pledge drive is all about, so we can add more and more local programming. Mm-hmm. And, in conjunction with EWTN, you know, I mean, I don't ever see a day where we're not running Dr. David Anders, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're always
going to run him, you know. You know, Father John Ricardo, we're always going to run him. Mm-hmm. So, but to add more and more local programming, we do need your help. So 470-508-1160 is the number to call. And again, we are a 501c3 charitable organization, so you can deduct that on your taxes. Yeah.
And there's matching money out there.
There is.
Let's take advantage.
$36,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, don't leave
money.
Any of it out there. Yeah. So, Jane Robbins, Patty DeCraney, thank you very much. Lynn Smith, thank you for being here.
Thank you all for letting me come and share my faith journey.
You can come anytime you want to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we're going to pray the Angelus here, and we will be back with the pledge drive shortly.